bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, I'm Doug Campbell, and this is 6 Minute English. Today we're talking about mobile phones, and I'm here with Jackie Dalton. Have you got your mobile, Jackie?
Yes, I have, Doug, but I've turned it off for 6 minutes.
Okay. Well, we don't want your phone ringing during the program. Mobile phones are so popular nowadays. And I have a question for you before we start, okay?
Okay.
Our usual question. In Britain, we call it a mobile phone. In Canada and the United States, they call it a different name. Which of these names is not a name for a mobile phone in Canada?
Okay.
A, cellular phone. B, cell phone. C, sea phone.
That's quite tricky. I thought it was going to be easier than that. Definitely a cell phone is a name. Cellular phone sounds a bit odd, but I think you could say it. Sea phone I've never heard before, so I'll go with sea phone.
Sea phone. Okay, well, we'll check your answer later in the program. Now, here's another question. I asked people in the office about mobile phones, and I asked, could you live without your mobile phone? Could you live without your mobile phone?
No, I couldn't live without my mobile phone. It organises everything I do in work and in my private life.
I could live without my mobile phone because I think it encourages me to make unnecessary phone calls.
For some people, a mobile phone is very important.
Yes, that woman said, I couldn't live without my mobile phone.
Yes, and for her, it's not just a phone. It organises everything she does in work and in her private life.
Yeah, her private life, and that's everything that she does outside of work, her home life.
Right. So she can't live without her mobile phone. But the man, he didn't think it was important at all.
Yes, he thought he'd actually make more phone calls just because he was carrying a mobile. But maybe he didn't really need to make a phone call.
By the way, you'll notice that we say to make a phone call. Why do we say that? Why do we make a phone call? I don't know. Do you know, Jackie?
No, I don't know. It's strange, isn't it?
It's weird.
It's because to make is often to do with to create or something like that. But we just say, yeah, to make a phone call.
There's something else about mobile phones. I'm thinking about text messages.
Yeah, and I use text messages much more than phoning people.
Mm-hmm. But this word text, T-E-X-T, a noun, I will send you a text. But nowadays, it's a verb. I will text you. Text me. You're listening to bbclearningenglish.com. Okay, let's hear some more answers to that question. Could you live without your mobile phone?
Yes, I could easily live without my mobile phone. Useful to have around. I don't miss it when it's turned off.
I couldn't live without my mobile phone. And in fact, if I accidentally leave it at home, I feel really lost without it.
Okay, Jackie, first that man. He doesn't care about his mobile.
Yeah, it's useful, he says, but he doesn't think about it when it's turned off. He doesn't miss it.
But when you leave it at home, that's different. The woman said that she would go back if she left hers behind. And I have to say, I'd probably do the same. What about you, Jackie?
I think if I was leaving home to go to work, I would. But if I was just going out for a walk or something, I absolutely love leaving it behind because it means I won't be bothered at all. So I wouldn't always go back for it.
Yeah, well, actually, I've left mine at home today. I don't like that one bit. Most people like to be contactable. They want to know that people can phone them. And when I go out, I like to say, I'm on my mobile. I'm on my mobile.
Now, we've been talking about texting with your mobile. And there's a whole new language with texting, of course.
Yes, you want to write quickly, and so you make shorter words. For example, a text message that has the letter U in it, U, what does that mean, Jackie?
Well, the letter U means you, as in Y-O-U, me, and you.
Right, okay. And if I write P-L-S, P-L-S, what does that mean?
Well, that means please, P-L-S, please.
Okay, and the number 2, that's easy. It means 2, T-O, or 2, T-O-O. Me too. The letter R, Jackie, what does that mean?
That means R, A-R-E. So the message, where are you, becomes where, then the letter R, then the letter U, where are you?
Where are you? Text messages, that's one use for a mobile phone. Let's listen again to people talking about their mobiles.
They're answering the question, could you live without your mobile phone?
Let's hear those people again.
No, I couldn't live without my mobile phone. It organises everything I do in work and in my private life.
I could live without my mobile phone because I think it encourages me to make unnecessary phone calls.
Yes, I could easily live without my mobile phone. Useful to have around. I don't miss it when it's turned off.
I couldn't live without my mobile phone. And in fact, if I accidentally leave it at home, I feel really lost without it.
Before we go, do you have the answer to that question, Jackie? In Canada, we have mobile phones, and it's the same name in the United States. Which of these names is not a name for a mobile phone? A, a cellular phone. B, a cell phone. And C, a C phone.
And I said a C phone.
And you're right.
Am I?
But it's a good name, actually. A C phone, yes.
It's nice and quick, isn't it?
Exactly. Okay, thanks, Jackie. That's all for now. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
BBClearningEnglish.com.